A woman is menstruating in her last, in the last 10 days of Ramadan. Is it still beneficial for her to get up in the last third of the night to make dua as she cannot make salah? Of course, yes. Making dua has nothing to do. So, sister, with respect to the menses, this has nothing to do with the issue of 10. It is beneficial, I mean, to make dua in the third of the night. And this is open for the one who is in a state of ritual purity or ritual impurity. So there is nothing wrong with that, and the woman in menses also could recite Quran from her memory, could make the remembrances, all of that. And we can refer you to the book Natural Blood of Woman. Check this book, inshallah. It is on the site where you can find it. Okay, check this book, sister. Check this book, Natural Blood of Woman, by our Shaykh Muhammad bin Salih Al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah. You can find it on the site, you can download it, and you can read it, inshallah. It is very, very beneficial. Go to the site and then download it. It's there under books. No. If a sister on her menses during the last 10 nights, is she allowed to do prayer on these nights? No. She can do anything except the prayers and fasting. She can invoke Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She can invoke Allah with this dua. She can give charity, she can do all good actions of worship, except for the prayers and the fasting. Is this clear, inshallah, sister? And by the way, a comment on this answer, by the way, for all the sisters. A sister, a woman who gets her menses during this time, this is a matter prescribed by Allah. They should not feel in any way saddened at all. How should they feel? Why should they feel saddened at all, even a little bit, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribed this matter upon them? This is a very important matter. They shouldn't have any kind of objection whatsoever. And not going to be deprived of anything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows of His favors because of this. He is the one who commanded her to refrain from prayers. He is the one who commanded her to refrain from fasting. Mercy upon her. I hope that this is, inshallah, yani, met with good understanding. But there's a good question concerning the lady that she may have menses during these 10 nights. The question was, because she cannot do the prayers on these nights due to the menses, doesn't that mean she misses out on the reward of praying the night of Qadr? The answer is that she cannot due to a legal permit. So she does the acts of worship permitted on her or for her. She may recite Quran from memory. She may invoke Allah on these nights, anticipating the night. She may give charity. She does what she is permitted to do. And that's why our Shaykh Muhammad bin Salih Al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah mentioned that the matter is not limited to the establishment of the prayers, but rather to the actions all, to the all worship. So that's the critical difference. Because we know that in some nights the Prophet ﷺ did not establish the prayer all night. Inshallah, very clear. Now I want to see, and inshallah it's really clear. And I also send it on the PM. Alhamdulillah. So the sisters who have their natural blood on these days, so shouldn't give up. Do acts of worship that are permitted, give charity, give good word, anticipating the reward from Allah. Making dua, making remembrances. Alhamdulillah.